Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we cover Revenue Procedure 2011-14, a revenue procedure issued by the IRS in the year 2011. This procedure changed how taxpayers file automatic method changes for depreciation. Before this, Revenue Procedure 2008-52 governed the process, but by 2011, the IRS needed updates to match new tax laws and practices. So Revenue Procedure 2011-14 replaced it. It became the main way to file automatic changes from 2011 to 2015. Let me explain how it worked. If a taxpayer did a cost segregation study during those years, they used this procedure to change how they depreciated assets. The procedure allowed multiple changes on a single Form 3115. Before this, each reclassified asset group might have needed its own filing. This rule cut down on paperwork and made the process faster. Section 6.01 in the procedure was key. It listed the specific change number for the most common cost segregation move, switching from an impermissible depreciation method to a permissible one. This happens when properties should have been on a shorter recovery period. For example, if a building's land improvements were wrongly grouped with the 39-year structural components, this section let taxpayers correct that. Copy filings for most studies under this procedure went to Ogden, Utah. That address is still used today for many Form 3115 copies, even after newer procedures replaced most of this document. What did this procedure not do? Most of it was later superseded by Revenue Procedure 2015-13, but sections 14.04 through 14.07 remain in effect. These sections handle specific administrative rules. A tax professional can tell you as they apply to your situation. If you review a study from 2011 to 2015, this procedure in its section 6.01 would appear on the Form 3115. It was the governing rule for those filings. For older studies, it's important for audit support. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your property's method changes were documented, check the legal section of your report.